Tonight, it's the opener for the Overtley volleyball team. 2022 season begins for our Tigers on the road at Owatonna. We'll talk about that matchup and give you a preview of this year's Tiger volleyball team with head coach Jamie Cameron. And a coach, a good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good. Exciting times with the fall sports season, of course, in full swing, and the volleyball opener coming up tonight. Before we talk about this year's team, Jamie, let's kind of look back at last year's team. Give us the record, how things finished for the Tigers last season.
Oh, man, alive. It's hard to remember. I know we finished with the wins because you're so focused on this year that you're just kind of into this and getting moving and getting the girls moving and focusing on, creating the best team you can for this season. So, yeah, I think last year we were 7 wins. It was a better year than we've done in a couple years. So we're looking to do the same this year even improve on that.
Now, Jamie, every year, of course, you lose seniors to graduation. Who are some of the key players that you lost from last year's team?
Jordan Juland and Annika Veldman. Those were just two powerhouses that, Annika could put up a block like nobody's business, and Jordan was just a threat from, any position in the front row on the court. And so, yeah, those were two that we would love to have back.
Now, you talk about those two, and the first thing I think about is height, and like you mentioned, in the front court. Has Albert Lee kind of ran into that at times, especially playing the Big Nine Conference? Because I'm assuming there's a lot of tall players that you match up against in the Big Nine.
Yeah, our middles, that's what they play. They play both middles and they played outside. Jordan did. She played both positions, and we ran a three middle system last year. But yeah, we're not at the height level of some of the other teams, especially in our middles, where that's a key blocking position, because they block all three positions in that front row. So, we've got some younger middles that we're looking to get developed, and they're going to jump into the fire against Owatonna tonight. So we'll see how they do.
Jamie Cameron, head coach, the Albert Lee volleyball team here on their fall sports preview. And Jamie, let's walk through kind of the roster and talk about some of the key players that we'll be seeing on the court tonight.
Some of the key players, the ones to watch is Ava Jensen. She is a senior this year, and we did a scrimmage against Austin and a few others this past week, and she really shined. She really came alive. So I'm looking for great things out of her, and then Morgan Weston, and she is another. They're both of our outside hitters, and there are other ones that can really hit either middle or outside or right side. So they can really hit any position off the net. So it makes them really versatile. And so yeah, we're looking for those two, and our two setters are really on fire with connecting to our hitters as well. So we're looking forward to that, especially Nevaeh Wokels, and she plays all the way around, and she's a right side player as well. So she is one of those tough athletes, and Maddie Balfe is one that can just connect to our hitters really well. So both of those setters we're looking to shine too.
Now, Jamie, you mentioned a handful of players. Just kind of talk about the other players that will probably see some action tonight and throughout the season.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have J.C. Niemeyer. She's going to be a defensive specialist for us, and she was on our JV team last year, and she is a really just one that can read the ball well and get underneath the ball. And another defensive specialist, I'll just go through our defensive specialist first, is Nunu. She's a 10th grader, so we're developing her and getting her some time to get up on the varsity level and play at that level. Michaela Attic, she is also a defensive specialist, and we're looking to really get that ball up and so we can turn it around and hit it back at the other team with these defensive specialists. Some other players we got is Jaya Stout. She's a really setter and serving specialist. When we went to our Austin, or when they had to try scrimmage in Austin, she goes out there and aces the first couple balls. So we're looking for great things off of that serve from her. And then and Addison Herr and Jenica Olson and Liliana Lee are all our right sides, and they can really read and block well and look to put the ball on the court and on the floor when they need to. So we're looking for those players to really come in alive and to do that. And our middles that I talked about before that we're developing are Addison Dirks and Olivia Talamantes. And those are some younger players that we're developing as our middles, and we see them just coming, just really growing into that spot, and we look forward to that this season.
Jamie Cameron again, head coach, Yulbert Lee volleyball team on their fall sports preview. And Jamie, I want to go back to the scrimmage that you guys had against Austin on Tuesday. Give us a recap. How'd that go?
Yeah, real quick before I do that, I forgot to add one to this list was Laura Westrom, and she is one that will kind of play defensive specialist or serving specialist in there too, and because she is just an all-around great player, great attitude, and she's really just one that just lifts the team up. For our scrimmage, we played the three teams. We played Alden Conger, we played Austin, we played that. And it was a nice thing to be able to walk out and just correct players and do that and try some lineups. And that went really well, and we had some great connections and taught us some things that we need to work on. And so we worked on those yesterday in practice and the other 2 days in practice. And so we're ready to face Owatonna.
Now, before we talk about Owatonna, after these scrimmages and going into the opener tonight, Jamie, pinpoint where you would say the team's strengths are right now and where you're going to maybe focus throughout the season to improving things.
Improving things, is like I talked about, is developing our middles. And so they've played middle, in other grades, and it's varsity, so it'll be learning. So it's just getting them to transition off the net, and they were doing really well at that in practice. So they're growing, quickly, and that's what we want to see, especially going into these matches and things like that. And our strengths are a few of our seniors, like I said, Ava Jensen, she can hit back row, front row, you name it, and the same with Morgan Westings, back row, front row, and those seniors that we have as our defensive specialists. They played a long time. They can read the ball well, and to do that, and like I talked about, some of the serving that we got going on is going to be a tough serving team this year.
Now, Jamie, let's talk about Owatonna. Again, any matchup when it comes to the Big Nine, is he a tough matchup? Give us your thoughts on tonight's opener.
Oh, we're looking to, like we talked about yesterday with the girls, we're looking to walk in with a positive attitude and start off with an away win to set the tone for our whole season. And that's the way we're looking to do it. And all we can do is go out there and give our best, give 100%, and let our skills and things like that take us from there. Now, and the same with our home opener.
Yeah, when's the home opener? Give us a plug for that.
September 1st.
And that's Alden Conger?
Alden Conger. So we're looking forward to that. We learned some things in the scrimmage, and now we're going to face them too. So we're looking really to set the tone. We take it one game at a time. It's like I tell the players, you take it one point at a time. Don't worry about the last point. You focus on the next point. And so when we take it one point at a time, we're not all bent on how either, the last set went in that match. If we lost a set, then they're not focused on that. Or even if we won a set, they're focused on the next point in the next game and taking it one step at a time instead of taking it, just looking way ahead. So our goal is to win the first two and set the tone for the whole season.
Absolutely love it. Love the attitude. That's right. Now, besides the regular season matchups and the non-conference matchups and, of course, the Big Nine matchups, does the team have any tournaments this season?
Yeah. We're Apple Valley, and we have one at USC, and we have a small tri-home tournament.
So plenty of chances to see the Yulbert Lee volleyball team, not only when it comes to their regular season schedule, but also tournaments this year. You can always find the schedules at big9.org. That's big9.org. And, Jamie, before I let you go, If you had to pick some favorites in the Big Nine Conference and in your section, what schools would that be?
Oh, that's hard to say because, you know, the one team that I would have thought would have taken it last year would have been Northfield, and in the Big Nine, and Mayo took it. So I don't know how many seniors graduated from Mayo. So it might be Mayo again, or it might be Northfield. They're both, you know, really, really, really strong teams. And they have a lot of players to choose from, too. So big schools and big areas to choose from. Section, I'm trying to remember.
I apologize for putting you on the spot.
No, that's all right. I'm trying to think of, you know, Byron was tough when we played them in section, but we competed with them. I think Stewartville's in our section too. They're another tough team.
Again, Jamie Cameron, head coach of the Albert Lea volleyball team, are previewing his team for the 2022 season. Again, they open things up on the road at Owatonna tonight. So if you're looking for some prep sports, make that quick trip up Interstate 35. First serve right around 7:15 tonight against the Huskies. Jamie, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk throughout the season, and good luck tonight.
You're welcome, man. Join us live. You can watch it on Owatonna's Live, and you can join us on our season opener on September 1st.